Life Audio.
Hi, welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, your soul care guide for this time that's designed just for you. I'm going to share a powerful scripture that's God's promise for you and a practical soul care tip, an action you can take to restore calm to your body and your emotions. Do you ever feel so worried that you can't seem to turn off those worrisome thoughts? Have you ever wondered why God hasn't freed you from your worrisome thoughts, even though you've prayed for those worries to go away? Perhaps you've longed for a chance to feel closer to God when you're feeling stressed, and yet it seems so difficult. Well, today I have a very powerful episode for you. This is a time to free you from any stress and further pressure you're putting on yourself. Because usually when we're most stressed, we hide our hearts. We're so used to pouring out for others that it's very hard for us to receive the comfort, the peace, and the joy that we need to refill our tanks. Why is it that when women, we can become heroes for others? We're so good at taking care of others, but when it comes to ourselves, we tend to neglect our wellness. If I were to ask you, which area of wellness do you feel you're missing the most? What would you say that area would be? There are four types of wellness. When it comes to soul care, there's emotional wellness, physical wellness, social wellness, and spiritual wellness. I want you to take my soul care quiz. It's at soulcarequiz.com. Because many of us, we are so good at pushing through, we don't even realize we've pushed past our limit. We just start feeling numb. We've losing our joy. Maybe our body's telling us that we're stressed. My hair started falling out when I went beyond my limits. And it feels overwhelming. But if we can know what is our top area of need, it simplifies it. And it's not so overwhelming. So take the soul care quiz at soulcarequiz.com. I am very passionate about soul care because soul care and the practices that help us calm our bodies and calm our emotions, they helped me in my 10-year journey to heal and overcome anxiety, panic attacks, and depression when I became a new mom of two boys. And I know that they will help you too. So today I'm going to tackle three myths that are most common stressors because they're simply not true and they keep us in a place of stress and anxiety. And so I'm so excited. I hope that you share today's podcast with friends that you know because it is the most common thing we are all experiencing post-pandemic, which is anxiety and feelings of depression that we've never even had walked through before because we've been all push past our limit. But just like beautiful flowers, you know, when you buy flowers at the store, when you bring them home, you take the little packets of flower food. Soul care is the same way. All we need to do is take a few moments to create a little space and we can blossom again. And that is what soul care is. Soul care is attending the garden of your soul. Like soil, nourishing the seeds of flowers so that you can blossom into the woman God created you to be. And that's why I'm so excited. My new book, Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm, goes through 21 different stressors and 21 different solutions that are based on the Bible, on scripture, and on science so that we can take action to restore the calm and release the stress. Well, today's episode is special because I'm going to be sharing an excerpt from the book. This excerpt is one of the most powerful three myths that we can take down and replace with truth so that we can become lighter and release the stress and replace it with soul-refreshing truth. And as you listen, I want to ask you, which one of these three truths does your soul need today? And at the end, I'm going to share two very powerful soul care tips. These techniques will help stop anxiety in the moment you're experiencing it the most. But first, let's take a look at why having anxiety and depression does not mean your faith is flawed. This is taken from a chapter in my new book, Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
I have loved you with an everlasting love. Jeremiah 31:3. Out of the blue, as a new mom, I started having panic attacks, debilitating insomnia and anxiety, and I didn't know why. On top of that, I found it hard to confess. I was struggling emotionally because people might question my faith. They might accuse me of not trusting God enough, or just tell me worry was a sin. If I told them I was feeling numb, lonely, anxious, or depressed, they might say I wasn't praying enough, reading the Bible enough, or applying scripture correctly. But mental health issues happen to everyday people, even to believers who have strong faith and godly community. I know this because it happened to me. Unfortunately, some Christians did make me feel ashamed about my emotional struggles. But as I discovered God's view on healing, I realized my hardship wasn't caused by flawed faith. It was others' views toward mental health and faith that were incorrect. Still, I didn't want anyone to think I was broken, so I kept quiet and prayed it would go away. But God wanted to heal me, not shame me. My PTSD therapist told me that a soldier doesn't experience trauma when he's fighting on the battlefield, but when he's finally home, safe to face what was too difficult to process at the time. It's a function of the human nervous system designed by God to protect us when hurt, fear, or loss is too overwhelming. I had never experienced physical abuse, but what my therapist said next changed everything. Did you know that emotional abuse has the same impact as physical abuse? Emotional wounds need healing too. Feeling emotionally broken is not a sign that your faith is weak. In fact, seeking healing for your heart may be the most powerful act of faith God is calling you to today. To encourage you, here are three myths and truths that I discovered as I researched scripture during my own healing journey. The first myth, Jesus commanded us not to worry, so if you worry, you are failing God and disappointing him. Here is the truth. Jesus tells us not to worry because he cares about us. He is encouraging us. He is lovingly concerned about how worry affects our well-being. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, Jesus encourages us not to worry because God promises to provide for us, just as he does for the birds and flowers. God does not expect us to be perfect or worry-free, and he understands why we worry. That is why he encourages us not to stay in worry, but to respond to worry out of his unconditional love. God doesn't want us to live a life ruled by worry or fear, and so he comforts us in our troubles. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. The more we learn to run into his arms, the less worry owns us. The second myth, if you don't have peace or joy, you must not be trusting God enough. Here's the truth. Emotional honesty is part of faith, as is the intimate act of trusting God with your real self instead of hiding how you feel or trying to do more. Jesus whispers, "Don't hide." He invites us to come and rest in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Whether we're weary, anxious, angry, or stressed, Jesus invites us to come as we are, imperfectly His. The third myth, if you read God's word more, pray more, praise more, and give thanks more, you will have peace surpassing all understanding. Here is the truth. Faith is not emotional amnesia. Faith in God gives us the courage to face the brokenness of life and seek healing for the losses we have suffered. Jesus Himself obeyed, prayed, praised, and gave thanks perfectly. Yet He suffered emotional anguish, overwhelmed by impending physical and emotional abuse, abandonment, and betrayal. Jesus said, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death." Mark chapter 14, verse 34, NIV. You matter to God, and how you feel matters to God. In Jeremiah 31:3, He says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love." Especially when you've been hurt, God wants to take care of you with His powerful healing presence. Moving by faith with Jesus toward wellness is unique to each woman. For some, healing with Jesus means being more honest when we pray and receiving God's comfort instead of hiding our emotions. Healing may involve asking Jesus to give you courage to draw healthy boundaries in toxic relationships so you can flourish instead of living in constant stress and fear. Healing with Jesus also includes breaking the code of silence. When we share with faith-filled women for support, encouragement, and prayer, our hearts heal. And if you, like me, have suffered emotional trauma or loss, God can give you strength and wisdom to investigate and heal your wounds with the help of a Christian therapist or counselor.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
God's word will give you strength to heal with His hand holding yours. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm chapter 34, verse 18. Let God love you. You are beloved. Dear Jesus, please give me courage to take steps to heal today. Thank you for loving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. And now I want to share my go-to really powerful soul care technique you can use in any situation to stop anxiety right away, to stop your body's stress response and activate your body's God-designed rest and relaxation response. It's a simple practice called the breath prayer. A breath prayer is a simple way to pray using the natural rhythm of your breathing to activate your body's natural rest response, oxygenate your brain, releases tension, and re-energizes you. And when we add God's promise, when we oxygenate our soul with God's peace, we can restore calm with Scripture. We can hand over our problems over to Jesus. Pray this breath prayer from 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Inhale, I cast all my anxiety on you. Exhale, because you care for me. And with each breath you take, name each worry, to give it to God in prayer. I have 21 powerful breath prayers to address 21 stressors in my new book. So if you have enjoyed, your heart has been encouraged by the truth of God's word, and this breath prayer is a powerful way to release your stress, pick up a copy of my book. I also want to give you a second powerful technique. This is a wonderful practice to buy yourself some flowers. And it's scriptural because Jesus said, don't worry about tomorrow in Matthew. And he says, look at the flowers. Notice that even though they're thrown in the fire and they only bloom for a little while, how much more valuable are you that God has clothed the grass with beautiful flowers? And so God just points us to something he created. And science shows that women who have flowers in their kitchen, at the Rutgers University, they found that simply looking at flowers improves emotional health. And Harvard University found a study that by even looking at flowers first thing in the morning, placing them in the kitchen, it allowed the morning blahs to be lifted, and women received a boost in energy and happiness that lasted throughout the day. So the second technique is to buy yourself some flowers. And when you buy them, hear Jesus whisper, you are worthy of rest. You are worth loving. And you are worthy of beauty. I hope that today has been a powerful time for you to be reminded that you are worthy of care. Join us next time as we tackle another stressor and release that stress with beautiful scripture, God's promises for you, and a simple soul care tip that's based on science and scripture. Take that soul care quiz at soulcarequiz.com so that you can begin to understand more of your air of wellness that God wants to replenish. And then pick up a copy of my new book, Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. I'm leading a soul care community coaching experience. It's a free book club where I will guide you through these four areas of wellness. Sign up free at thebreathebook.com. Thebreathebook.com. Okay, remember that you're loved, you're cherished, and you're worth it. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.